The candidates and political parties held unity events Wednesday following Vermont's primary this week. In the lieutenant governor's race, the Democratic primary was won by a state senator from a third party. The primary race for Vermont lieutenant governor featured three candidates: David Zuckerman, a state senator, Shap Smith, the current House Speaker, and Keisha Rahm, a state representative from Burlington. Unofficial results from the Secretary of State's office show Zuckerman received 42.55%, Smith 36.45%, and Rahm 16.64%. Zuckerman is a member of the Progressive Party, who has, in his 18 years in the Vermont House and Senate, received Democratic endorsements. In his first statewide race, he ran and won the Democratic primary. He credits a late endorsement by Senator Bernie Sanders for helping him win.
I was campaigning on fundamental economic, environmental, and social justice issues, and that certainly mirrors Bernie's message as well. Here in Vermont, ultimately, it is not a paired candidacy situation like it is in most states. But Sue and I have worked together well for many years when we were legislators in the House together, certainly while she was working in the administration. And I have a lot of respect for Sue Minter, and I look forward to lots of events together, as well as each of our individual campaigns doing what we can to win our races.
Party leaders, meanwhile, must figure out how they will interact with a Progressive Party member who won the Democratic primary. Party Executive Director Connor Casey.
Vermont is a very unique state in that we do have a third party with the Progressive Party. They run competitively in campaigns. Our platforms are quite similar, but they are a distinct and different party from our own. So it does complicate things when a progressive candidate runs in a Democratic primary. After that, they need to choose which banner they'll primarily run under. And at this point, Dave Zuckerman has told us he'd run mainly as a progressive, but also with the Democratic label next to that on the ballot. And I think we'll have to define our relationship and how much resources we do end up sharing.
Among those resources are voter lists, which Zuckerman would like access to, but Casey is cagey on whether that will happen.
Anything can be discussed. There certainly would be some concern with sharing lists. That's the culmination of, you know, decades of work by Democratic Party activists with a party that we compete with on occasion. So I know that would be a request that would be made. I think there would be other issues as well working together, but we'd much rather see David Zuckerman than Randy Brock hold that office.
Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis notes that Zuckerman was able to win over established Democrats for several reasons.
Zuckerman was advertising more on television in the last week than anybody else in this race, so it appears that he had raised more money. Second, he was endorsed by Bernie Sanders, and I think that helped him a lot. Another thing is that there was a third candidate in the race, Keisha Rahm, and Keisha Rahm's vote of about 12,000 was larger than the difference between Zuckerman and Shap Smith, which was between 4,000 and 5,000 votes.
Smith entered the lieutenant governor's race late after dropping out of the governor's race to deal with his wife's cancer. Davis says an unknown factor is how his late campaign impacted the results.
He might have been able to raise more money. The other thing with Smith's candidacy is, well, there are some people who claim that Zuckerman is too far to the left to be electable in Vermont. There's an argument that can be raised about Smith's electability also, which is that for the last 8 years, he's been Speaker of the House. Vermonters like their individual House and Senate members, but they don't necessarily like the legislature as a whole. So if Smith had been the nominee, he would have been carrying that baggage in the fall.
In Vermont, the governor and lieutenant governor are elected separately, and the lieutenant governor is a part-time position. Zuckerman will face Republican Randy Brock, who ran unopposed in the general election. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.